Today we celebrate a very special day, of course, here. We celebrate the vigil of the first Friday of the month, of this month, dedicated to the infant Jesus. And so, of course, we come here every month at this time and spend some time with him. Not long enough, because it is never long enough. And we need to put away all the things of the world, expel all the distractions and the evil thoughts and the crazy thoughts that come to us from all sides of society and of the world and from ourselves. It's very important. That's why we need to learn how to pray. To pray to our Lord directly, and also to pray to Our Lady directly. In addition to that, first Friday of this month, of January of this holy year, 2025, there are extra indulgences and graces to be gained. But more important than that, to me in particular, and it should be to you, today is the feast of the infant Jesus of Prague. Of course, many people don't realize anything about him. That's just the way it is. But the infant Jesus of Prague was commissioned to a monk in southern Spain by a lady of the nobility. And he began to, it's the original statue, which is still extant. It is in Prague. Of course, it's all dressed up, as ours is wood. So the monk, whose name escaped me, carved. And every time he carved something, he saw that it was ugly, so he tore it up and threw it in the fire. And again and again. Then one night, after he had been battling for this beautiful statue, he fell asleep. And in the meantime, an angel came and finished it for him. And when he woke up, he realized he did not do this. He knew that it was a divine work. And so the infant of Prague is divine in many ways. Then he gave it to the lady, who, of course, at that point, she had been betrothed to one of the princes of the country of the, what is today the Czech Republic, Bohemia, in those days. And so she took the infant with her to Bohemia. And I mean, that was quite a hit. A beautiful statue of the baby Jesus, never seen before. And so it was destined by her to be the dowry for her oldest daughter and for the oldest daughter of the next oldest daughter and so forth. And eventually it happened that one of the women, one of her descendants, whose name was Polixena, did not have any children. So there was no oldest daughter. So she presented the statue to the Church of Our Lady of Victory in Prague, and it has been there ever since. Eventually, it was staffed by the Carmelite priests who still have it. And our Lord is very much honored him there on this day. There's also another feast day at the end of May. So it is the feast of the infant of Prague. What a better time of the year than right after the octave of Christmas, which has ended yesterday, that we have the feast of the infant of Prague. Such a miraculous image. And of course, it's still doing miracles. Ever since I was able to walk, I have had in my home a statue of the infant of Prague. And later on, my aunt gave me another one when we had to run away because of the communists. And so it's in the rectory. I think I tried to clean it and I erased some of the colors of him, but it's still there just as it was when I was about 7 years old. And so when I first came here to this parish, it was with the Birth Club. We used to have dinners for the seminarians. And at that time, Bishop Gracida who invited me to join this diocese had me come to the dinner and to the Mass that he celebrated here in this church. Now, it's interesting, of course, you have to look at the pictures from then. The church was here, the four walls were here, but everything else has been changed. It was I remarked to myself and maybe to others what an ugly, ugly church this was. There were three things that were in its favor. There was a communion rail, which is still there. And there was the infant of Prague, which is still here. And even though we have had a horrible hurricane, I had moved him to under the altar, and I said, well, if the altar doesn't stand, then nothing will stand. So anyway, I moved him to under the altar, where it's very protected. It was. And then a big hole came in the roof here, right where he is. The old shrine that was there, which was plaster, was destroyed. It fell to the ground and melted as plaster does when it's wet. And so when I decided to ask the Blessed Mother, under the title of Our Lady of From Succor, whose novena we continue today, she took care of it. They had told me, no, this is too old, the roof is too old, it's falling apart, and so we're not going to pay for anything. We started the novena, and on the second day of the novena to Our Lady of From Succor, I would receive the phone call from the Chancellor of the diocese, Monsignor Amos, and he said, for some reason or other, the insurance company has changed its mind. They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for whatever you want. And so it was at that time that we received a beautiful slate roof, which of course we replaced a couple of years ago with the present roof, which should last longer than any of us who are here, even Brother Aaron. And then everything went forward, all the things that we have done since, the floor, the ceiling, the windows, everything else. And of course, then God gifted us with the magnificent gift of being able to have the traditional Mass, the Mass of the ages here. And so we have it, and we will have it, until I'm gone anyway. After I leave or die, they can do whatever they want to, but you'll have to fight for it, not I. I'm the one who has had to fight every single battle, mostly alone. Mostly alone. And so, but I remember the altar rail, the Infant of Prague, and Our Lady of Fatima, my favorite devotion, and I have all these things from my first communion, and I was just a little tiny boy, but I already knew the faith. And so today we thank God for this wonderful gift of the Infant of Prague, the Son of God, the Son of Mary, become man, who comes to rule the nations, and to rule us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.